their energy probably coincided with this, where they went from very dark hair, normal color, to gray very quickly. And what happens is the body has these stores of nutrients and it just uses them up quickly, you know. And when you've been pulling from those stores, like bone marrow, organs, and then suddenly, you know, you're very much out of those and you only have minerals like calcium and zinc left, boom, white quickly, you know, because minerals are necessary for melanin. Melanin's what gives the hair color, so skin color, things like that.
There is only one supplement that I think almost everyone on this planet should be taking, and that's a full spectrum and highly bioavailable magnesium supplement because, well, let's face it, ever since the Industrial Revolution, our soil has been depleted of magnesium, and therefore our food is depleted of magnesium. And on top of that, our modern environments, which are inherently overstimulating and stressful, are constantly depleting our body of magnesium. And unlike other nutrients, this is not something that your body can produce on its own. It literally needs to get it from the diet. And one individual kind of magnesium alone is not enough. You actually need 7 different kinds to support over 300 biochemical reactions that help regulate your nervous system, red blood cell production, energy production, managing stress and emotions, etc. And so the folks at Bioptimizers have made it very easy and convenient to add back in what the modern world leaves out. They've created Magnesium Breakthrough. Now, I've been taking this for the past 2 years, and the biggest benefits that I've seen are related to my evening wind down sessions and my sleep. I tend to be pretty overactive in the evenings, just totally overthinking everything that I do. And this has helped me wind down and get more restorative, more efficient sleep. So I wake up feeling way more refreshed, more energized, more clear, more ready for the day. And the way that I see it, sleep is upstream of essentially every other health and wellness related habit and decision. Because if you're sleeping better, automatically you're going to have more regular cravings, you're going to have higher insulin sensitivity, you can derive more of all these inputs like fitness, right? You make more gains, you gain more muscle, you burn more calories, and you wake up feeling refreshed so that you can do it again and again and again. And then beyond the fitness, you have more energy to go for a walk, to do fun activities with friends, you are less stressed so you can socialize anxiety-free, and you're also going to be retaining, refreshing, and refining your skills and information much, much better, so you won't forget any names. And yeah, I mean, like I said, over 300 biochemical processes that you're supporting with magnesium. Then sleep, I mean, wow, better sleep is just a better life in general. So I found it extremely helpful on a personal level, and I'm sure that you guys will find it helpful too. Your mind and body, and maybe even your spirit will thank you. So anyway, if you want to get a sweet little discount off of this amazing, amazing magnesium supplement from Bioptimizers, all you have to do is visit the show notes. So you scroll down right now, takes just a couple seconds, and boom, you'll have access to all 7 different kinds of magnesium that your body needs. All you have to do is hit the link and use code KYP for Know Your Physio, KYP. That's all. Enjoy 10 to 22% off depending on the package you choose, whether or not you subscribe. I'm obviously subscribed because I don't even want to think about whether or not I'm going to get this essential supplement in the mail. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy that awesome stuff. And that's all for now. I'll see you guys on the show.
All right, you guys, I'm here with Christian Bale.
Just kidding.
Martin Scott from Upgraded Formulas on the Know Your Physio podcast. And we have a lot of exciting stuff we're going to cover today, what it takes to make an incredible supplement, all the third-party testing that really shows us what's right from wrong and what works best. I really admire his approach to supplementation, to health and longevity, biohacking and performance. Had a chance to cross paths with him now a couple times at some of the big biohacking and performance events, and I feel very honored to have you on the show, man. So excited to dig in with you.
Such a pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for making the time. It's been great to meet, and just confident that we're going to share some things that most people don't hear about, for whatever reason, you know, and try to make it really simple for people.
Awesome. So typically how I start these shows, as my audience knows, is I ask why. Why do you do what you do, man?
It's a great question. And it's I would purely, there's so many other products and things I could have done that probably would have been more financially successful and faster. Like, yeah, we're doing really well now as a company, but like, yeah, just so many other things. And this was just, I think the really, the short answer is necessity for myself. And, you know, I was lucky. I was born to like pretty mature parents. Because of that, you know, my mom started to get really, her health started to really go downhill in my late teens, early 20s. And, you know, from that, I just jumped in. I'd been competing as a wrestler in other sports too, but because of that and the making weight and everything, you just have to know about nutrition. And in few sports in the late 90s, really, you know, I'm 36 now, 37 in September, will, you know, really require that. So that was just something that I wanted to know. I was curious, and then I thought it was very interesting. And now what I write about and think about a lot and look at patterns a lot with what we do with the hair testing, with the, you know, the unique mineral approach is, you know, how does nutrition become personality over time? Because it affects energy in certain ways, mood certain ways, sleep certain ways, serotonin, you know, all the hormones, you know, are made in part by elements, right? Everything is. So it just became this fascinating, I'm very much a root cause guy, very practical. But I also like, I'm very philosophical too at the same time. So I remember thinking like, what is the planet made of? What's the universe made of? What's the planet made of? And so it's a mixture of like necessity and curiosity.
And how did you come to realize that minerals were part of that root cause for some of the health issues that you were enduring? And how did that inevitably transform your health?
I think I actually didn't say this. So that's a great question. Didn't say this about my background, which was I studied chemical engineering. And yeah, I really just wanted a challenge. I heard it was the toughest thing you could study and learn, especially a compressed time period of like four or 5 years. So education allowed me to learn about nanotechnology, and it allowed me to learn about all the requirements, the physics, the chemistry, the elevated math to understand how to take it. This might be boring, but we'll get through it quickly. An industrial process for people, warning, we'll come back to this. Take an industrial process that's currently putting out, for example, like a magnesium glycinate, because that's like the best we could do based on our current evolution in manufacturing. And then take that to where our end product now mirrors the body, and we're adapting to the body and throughout what I call bioharmony, and not adapting our end products, you know, and going like, hey, we found this magnesium, you know, this type, this form does like a really good job of crossing a blood-brain barrier, and this one's good for the muscle. It's like, and it's so obvious to me that one, your body's never asking for a specific, this was obvious like 10 years ago, that your body is 100% never asking for like multiple forms of a mineral. That's just like our man-made adaptation of what we have. It's kind of like looking around the playroom and going, look, we have these four types of Legos or these 10 types of Legos. Let's build this bridge versus this is how nature builds a bridge and how our body will best respond. Let's mimic how our body responds to food and then do that in a way that what I realized was essential is, you know, if we could get these nutrients to absorb without digestion. So I think your question was why mineral specifically? And that answer is, and, you know, is really looking at, you know, my background as a chemical engineer and then later as a nutritionist as well. And realizing that these nutrients are the periodic table. And if I've only said this one other time, if a alien or a group of aliens came to this planet, and they went, hey, we want to help you guys. Do you have a list of all the building blocks that build your planet? Because, you know, ostensibly you're also built of the same nutrients as a race, as a civilization, as a people. And we go, oh, for sure. Yeah, it's this periodic table. And they're like, so do you guys, like, do you use that? Do you test for that often? Like, do you all know yes. your you know, your numbers and your feedback? And we go, oh, no, we don't really do that. And they go, why? And they go, well, we mainly just, like, prescribe drugs, or we look at blood. And the alien would go, oh, yeah, but your blood is like the most critical part of your body. But what that means is that your blood is you on your best behavior, which is something I've said for years, that just kind of came to me as a download, as a realization. So they go, well, we need to impact the blood, but we don't want to test the blood, not for deficiencies. And we go, oh, well, why? And they're like, oh, well, isn't it obvious? And we go, no. And then we go, oh, well, yeah. So it's, you know, sorry, we've been doing this a little longer and you guys, no big deal. You know, we think that's really obvious and important, because all of these elements build everything. So you guys look at like macros, like fat, protein, carbs. Well, guess what? They're all built of that periodic table. So, you know, you just have to test for it appropriately. And I'm like, well, you know, how do you test? And they're like, well, you know, the tissue. And I'm like, well, we can't really do a bone sample. And it's like, well, yeah, of course. But, you know, your other tissues, like your hair, your skin. It's like, well, we're not going to biopsy skin. It's like, well, how about just trimming some hair, you know, close to the scalp, not like from 10 months ago if you have long hair, but close to the scalp, and doing that, you know, multiple times a year. That is just what I'm describing is what, for someone like Elon, would say was first principles, which he didn't invent that term, by the way. It's just like, I love that you made it popular, though, because it's a right way to think logically about things. And that's really what you get trained to do as engineers, just think kind of like an alien. And yeah, so from looking at that, I was like, well, look, drugs will obviously never get you well if they don't contain the components that you are missing. Because at one point, if we took a you know, space elevator back to the time when you didn't have any of the issues that you have, you know, you're back at 17 and you're vibrant and you haven't even thought about the chances of not living forever. And you're like, okay, so I'm really healthy now. What are my nutrient levels of all these nutrients, and what are the ratios of those nutrients, very importantly, more so than even the deficiency themselves. So if you did all of that, that's sort of where you'd arrive today with what we do.
So you guys are looking, instead of basically adding things in because our industrial processes, so instead of looking at the industrial process and what that might give us, you look instead at biology and what it shows us that we need to live optimally. And then basically, how do you create something that your biology can best interpret as one of the building blocks to get there?
So that was a series of deep insights and working in the lab and just, you know, years of chemical engineering. So the kind of things that, like, a surgeon gets trained in, it's kind of like asking, so I'll do as best as I can to, like, try to keep that short. I know some people won't be super interested in this, but I think it's interesting. And what I realized is just simply that there is a size to everything that works in the body, and there's certain, you know, dynamics, like physically, so physics, and chemically, chemistry. And then there's like a rate at which things happen. And then there's all sorts of interference patterns. And then you just ultimately look at what works, you know, you model what works. And what works is our body's ability to digest, to absorb nutrients from food. And yet most people, what I realized, this is a key part of the answer, is that most people have a very faulty digestive system through no fault of their own. Like they've tried to do as much as they could, but you can literally be born, I believe I was, you know, I overcame Hashimoto's, I overcame hypothyroidism, which wrestling essentially is self-induced hypothyroidism, where your extreme expenditure and low calories and things. And then like, man, I had mold, helping my girlfriend currently with that. And there's so many things that I was up against a lot. And I think the average person's up against just as much. Because once you have heavy metals, parasites love that. And then, so then you have energy drains from that. Your mood is off. They gobble up certain nutrients. They keep you absorbing things well, or they gobble it up. There's so many different issues there. What I realized, so from all of this, is that if we could get the nutrient into the red blood cell, the body would deliver it intelligently, right? Bodies are so intelligent. That's one of the first premises. So it's second is model the body and understand that. And then third was just do what I would get paid to do normally, which is develop a better industrial process. And so that took a lot of years. Took me, I had to essentially get, you know, a self-guided MBA, learn a lot, you know, do a lot. My dad had been, among other things, an entrepreneur and had a water filtration company. So I understood like how processes and manufacturing worked, how contracts worked, what incentives they had, things like that. So I was able to, you know, find different manufacturers, work with them, and ultimately, get some financing and be able to have our own, not our own facility, but our own line within a facility that's unique to us in the world. And so it wasn't exactly fully reinventing the wheel, but it was in improving the wheel, which is, you know, still inventing, still improving. And what that allows us to do is, using specialized nanotech equipment, we're able to just create a plasma out of the minerals that we offer. And that is very similar to what happens at the last stage of digestion as those nutrients go into your bloodstream. So it goes from, you know, if there's 100 steps in the digestive process, boom, then it goes into the red blood cell. And then voila, you know, your blood sugar improves, your hormones, all these things through our ability to take in nutrients. And so that is what we do. I understood that the red blood cells were a certain size, and that I was like, well, why is it not working currently with these other good brands that I know are like high quality? Because we could test in the lab and go, oh, yep, sure enough, it says what it says on the label. Like, and I'm not doubting that, but what I'm doubting is the efficacy, not the quality, which a lot of people will just say quality when what they really mean is efficacy, right?
Like, and objective efficacy, like what's on the label is going to get into your body.
Exactly. Yeah. And then so then I started using the hair analysis that I'd already found, and we started to develop like our own kit to make that easier for people, so it could ship around, so we could work with different multiple labs that I really like and none that I didn't. And then that provides a proof before and after. So if you do one of our things we do is a 90-day challenge before and after a hair test. And that can go, you know, you can take hair from different places, but the that gives us a blueprint of what to do.
And so you have you guys are getting the objective efficacy in terms of here's what's on the label and here's how it's going to work mechanistically with your biology, but also the subjective efficacy of testing your hair, which represents what's been in your blood for the past few months, and you can look at before and after in that way. So you are qualifying both the objective and subjective efficacy, which most companies can and can't and don't do.
Yeah, it's a great way to say it. Subjective and objective. Right, exactly. Exactly. And also, you know, hopefully showing people an improvement, which we do in almost every case, that they take our advice, you know, which isn't only supplements. It's like, hey, you know, you need to eat foods higher, you need more foods higher in potassium and low in calcium for the next 90 days. And you know, here are some foods. And you can also choose from that list. Not going to say, hey, you have to eat asparagus if you don't like asparagus. We're not going to say, hey, you have to eat meat if you're vegetarian, you know, et cetera, right? Or dairy if you're vegan, you know, whatever it is. I believe you can have some measure of success on every diet, and also that most diets, I mean, if you think about it, over 10 years, are you ever eating the same exact diet? Which means really that pretty much all diets fail over time, because they, you know, any given diet is sort of like taking, you know, a big wheel of every nutrient and taking only a slice of that. Because when you get on a certain diet, you invariably start eating the same like 20 or so foods pretty much. And then, yeah, so like that's going to have good things probably for a while. And what happens is most people just do a diet long enough to have success. They feel great at the like 4 week mark. They're starting to feel, or 3 week mark, they're feeling really good. But I don't, you know, I'm not saying this is the only way to get well, but it's a crucial piece for everyone, I think. And you know, hearing, if you've listened along this far, you probably understand why that would be. So
right.
Yeah.
And so is it true that, in fact, we can get a lot of the vitamins and minerals from food in this modern day? Like, is that something that people can do, considering that food are typically out? They can mimic our biology better.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, after World War II, or, you know, around that time, thanks to that, really, we started sending so many, it's really where it stopped, started, is that, you know, if you look at like testosterone, average testosterone for men and women, it's very important for women too, is, you know, in the 30s, for example, it's much higher than today on average. And it's not because they're supplementing, it's because their food supply was more nutritious. And that was in part due to no glyphosate and the leaky gut that causes. So yeah, you know, vote with your dollar, eat organic when you can. And also you still need a supplement. And the reason why is because we did these just, yeah, it's like strip mining the land by planting the same crops again and again. So if you're eating onions and they're supposed to have molybdenum or manganese or magnesium or potassium in it, they might. But if that area of land hasn't been turned over and over and over as it should be between crop seasons, which is not, you know, not the easiest thing for farmers to do, but it can and should be done when you get crop rotation, soil resting, you know, like cows and the methane hoax is like a whole different conversation. But you know, we had the Dust Bowl because we didn't have, you know, animals like bison trampling their own poop. You know, the Dust Bowl wasn't caused by like, you know, a methane farce. It was caused by a lack of nutrients going back into the soil, and then the animals stomping that into the soil, and then that growing grassland, and then rotating, you know, cattle rotating crops. Like, that's the way to do it. You know, if you draw a simple grid pattern and you go from quadrant 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 and then back to 1, you know, simple things, really. The, you know, but the economics have to be there, and we have to vote with our dollar again, grass-fed meats and things if you're eating meat. So, yeah, that's really why, in my mind, those are some, at least a few of the large drivers in this. And people have to remember, too, as a side note, that if you're, like, clearing land to grow a bunch of any, you know, fill-in-the-blank vegetable, you know, like I'm all for vegetables as well, but also understanding that you're still killing things. You're still destroying habitat to do that. And there, you know, a bunny's life, you can say, is worth just as much as a cow's life. You know, who are you to say differently? So
this could move on, but I think it's like 800 million animals die each year as a result of harvesting crops.
Wow. I would love to know that stat later if you can share it with
like small game, you know, all kinds of
small game. Small game, insects, and the biodiversity that comes with that is just, I mean, it's
right, because it influences every other level of the food web.
Totally. And I get it. There's different aspects to say this. I'm just providing the least, what we're doing really is providing the least talked about and least understood aspects of that argument. Right. So yeah, no, great. That's a big number. And honestly, it's probably true or in that direction.
Basically, well, nowadays we need to take an approach that considers the damage that we've done to our environment and to our own physiology so that we can live optimally, because we need to be strategic about adding in the right things through the right methods with the right level of bioavailability and the right testing. And so my follow-up question is, you know, what I understand you guys have several degrees of testing, not just at the objective level of bioavailability and subjective in terms of doing the hair testing, the before and after, but I understand you guys are also running, you know, clinical trials with your supplements. Can you run us through what those look like and why you deem it essential as part of your mission?
Right. So we do, I guess, what would be like four levels, right? So we procure ingredients from the cleanest sources that have done testing themselves, and they can prove that and show us. Because again, I take literally all these products every day. Maybe 80% of the products we offer I take daily at some point in my day or a week. And then that's just based on my personal like hair test results and other tests that I'm doing. By no means does like anyone have, like, am I suggesting that people only do hair tests? I'm just saying that no matter, like, if you're a practitioner or person, that like this is obviously, it's a periodic table of elements that we're testing for. And obviously it's a lot like trying to deny gravity is what I've realized and what I've talked about. So that, yeah, I mean, it's just essential. So, and then it just becomes, well, how do you test for it effectively? What do you do about it? How do you interpret those test results? Do you have someone like a practitioner that understands how to find something like dysregulated copper or copper, hidden copper toxicity, or, you know, things that are cross-correlated and, you know, can, you know, yeah, so many different things. So the, I mean, great question. What we do and what I would encourage other companies to do is do that first step I was talking about. And then second step, we really want to third-party test, not occasionally, but like every single batch. And I know that can be expensive and it can slow the production cost down, and most companies don't want to do it or even consider doing it. We do it because, again, I take the products, my family takes the products. As I have so many friends all around the world that take the products. And, you know, like we just have to do the best. It's like the only thing I'm interested in, really. And then we have the hair test, and that proves where you are and how far you've come. And sometimes that's more just like, well, we saw, you know, some increase, 15% increase in from one hair test to the second. And you do this often, you know, like quarterly. It's what we recommend. But also it gives you a map of like, hey, the products must be working, because my energy levels also, not on paper, obviously, show that I was able to start running 6 miles a day again for the first time in years. And maybe that's more than I should run in a day. That's for that person to decide. But that was like a call I had. I love that. And then we've taken it even further, and we do actual third party double blind, which means people don't know what they're taking. And then we give them a placebo too. Yeah, and the placebo blind as well. So, yeah.
Sweet. And how, what's your sample size?
It's usually over 30. That one, you know, we started with a few and then a few more than 30. And then the everyone that finished was 31. And anything over 22 is statistically significant in any clinical trial. And the placebo part is just an extra bonus. So, yeah, really super proud of that. To my knowledge, it's the only magnesium supplement on the market that has a clinical trial behind it. And we just saw, I mean, amazing increases that we could go into if you want.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to go into the outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's see. There's a lot. Deep sleep went up. The highs in the trial, and only 14 nights, by the way, of doing this, 14 nights, were 250% improvement in deep sleep, which, you know, if you guys listen to the show, I'm sure you know how life-changing that is for someone. The increase in deep sleep, this is all from taking four capsules of upgraded magnesium. And not to, like, you know, be salesy, but that's just like what we did in the trial, full disclosure. So REM sleep went up 160%, which is amazing too. That's where memory gets consolidated and like understood and things like that. It's really, really important. And then, yeah, time to fall asleep improved, and time, I really like this one, time to fall back asleep upon waking improved. And that was really significant. I don't remember exactly the numbers. And then, I mean, gosh, there's so many good numbers.
You mind if I find a little bit real quick? I want to understand. So how did you guys test the sleep? Was it with some kind of clinical grade wearable?
Yeah, we use a wearable, and you know, wearables are awesome that you can use different ones. What we understand with a wearable is that as long as you get a baseline beforehand, which we did, then the accuracy of that wearable is really strong. With HRV, for example, that improved too. HRV is 99.4% accurate with 99.4% with an Oura Ring. So that's what we went with. We had the eyes, like, we knew it'd be easier for people to wear that than other things. So we bought everyone Oura Rings. And again, we had like no participation in the trial whatsoever. They didn't know who was running the trial, what they were taking, nothing like that. They just knew that they were taking a pill that looked just like the placebo pill. So, and yeah, no bottle. Yeah, they don't see anything. So it's really, really cool. It's my first time to go through that, and that was an interesting process. We actually have this, we can talk more about that too. We're almost done with our testosterone and fertility improving trial, because so many people, I realized last year, were struggling with fertility, and I'd already made this product because, again, I needed it. I didn't want to go on TRT or anything. And my testosterone was really good, but I was able to move it up significantly, about, I think, 200 to like 250 to 300 points. And then, which is awesome, because it was already like,
that's 750.
Yeah, it really is.
Low, moderate, or high, that's a life-changing number.
Exactly. Yeah, especially if, and this is key for women too. So, like, keep listening to this. Like, it is definitely also your libido and your ability to build muscle. The fun stat that I actually didn't know until a couple of years ago is I was really surprised by, and maybe you know this, but so I'll ask you just so that the audience can ask themselves this question. What ratio of testosterone to estrogen do women have in the body?
Isn't it like 3-1?
Oh, it's actually more. It's more. So really? It's actually, you're looking at least 10 to 1 in a healthy female. And as high as, I've seen as high as 38-1. and that's testosterone, more testosterone than estrogen. So knowing that, is testosterone, important for women? And the answer is, of course, unequivocally, yes. Now, why that isn't more widely known, I couldn't tell you, but it's very important. And you see women become a lot more clear, a lot of clarity is something I always shoot for in my life. And with low testosterone for men or women, men and women both need it. I'll just say that. And it's like you don't really have a chance of living a good life if your testosterone's not really good, not your optimal, which is, obviously what you're listening to the show for, I would imagine. If you're listening to the show, things are already probably pretty good in your life. We all have problems. We all have things that we're working on. We all have, some improvement in really every category, right? That's the game we're playing. It's a beautiful game. And it's really tough at times too. And it's taken me a long time to become as healthy as I am now. And there's still things I work on. There's a lot to do, and things don't really stay fixed. But you do improve, and you get, I really believe, listening to a friend's podcast just this morning, it's like, it really, and this was a life and business podcast, but it was very much acknowledging that the biggest return on investment you can make is in your health. And if you get your health right, then suddenly the investments you're making and the work you're doing, the money you're earning and the lifestyle you have, all of it gets better. Your relationship gets better. But when you think back to any time you've had an argument with spouse or intimate partner or anyone, it usually happens when you're tired. And it's because now imagine you're tired all the time. Okay, now imagine that you're not tired all the time and you actually have abundant energy, like boundless energy, then things get a lot better. So, and you age more slowly per year. It's something I've been able to get my number down really low on, which I learned recently is like really good, really, really good number. And that's been, made more well-known thanks to people like Ben Greenfield, Brian Johnson, who both spend a lot more than I do on my health. I'm a couple years younger, but I actually had a lower, methylation age, which is super cool. I'll probably jump into that study you're into now and see how those specific tests are working too. I did something really, really similar. Actually, it may have been the same exact one. I'll have to double check, but they're measuring the same things for sure. There's a few things that people can think of and take from that, I imagine and hope.
Well, and I want to add in that, it's like most people get crap sleep, and most people just with the constant bombardment of like blue light and scrolling on social media and all this instant gratification, we have chronically low levels of dopamine, and we have poor sensitivity to dopamine, and we don't get the sleep we need to then replenish it and sensitize the dopaminergic centers. And then, so it's like, how do you expect people to overcome some of the biggest hurdles in their life where there's so much to gain? And some of those hurdles can be the difficult conversations you need to have to make a breakthrough in some kind of personal or romantic relationship, right? Because you need to have motivation to have that conversation and to overcome the thing that you're pressured about. And we can obviously expand on that, but I want to quickly return to this study on the sleep with magnesium, if it's all right, I definitely want to show people the efficacy here. And so I have a couple more questions for you about that. So three questions. Number one, who were the subjects and did they include females? Can you describe what like? Yeah. And then another question is, you mentioned this like 250% increase in deep sleep and like, I think it was like 116 or 160% increase in REM. But does that like, how does that, cool. So is that like for every hour that they slept, or like, what if, like, did this cause people to sleep more? Right. Cause if I sleep now, if I take a moment, it twice as long.
That's a great question. No. So this was people were just like, naturally, in both cases, sleeping to whatever they were doing before. So we, you know, they,
we spent less time awake, essentially.
Yeah, they spent less time awake, so their sleep efficiency went up as well.
Okay.
So that's something, that's a really important thing to mention. Yeah, is sleep efficiency went up. So
every hour you spend in bed.
Yeah. So my business partner started doing this, and he's like, "Man, I'm only sleeping like 7.5 hours now. I used to sleep like 9, and it's like I'm up at, you know, because I'm going to bed pretty early. I'm up early, you know." And I'm like, "Look," and he's like, "But my deep sleep and my REM sleep are both good." I'm like, "How do you feel?" And he's like, "I feel great." I'm like, "Good. Your day just started earlier. Congratulations. You just got back an hour and a half of your day every day for a year is a huge number." And
feeling better. Not just getting
and that feeling
better the waking hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And then spending less on coffee and time to make things. You can still do all of that, but not need, like having something and not needing it is freedom, you know? So having the coffee but not eating it, you know, it's just a
well, we actually great tight late. Let me see. We take one
not point having to do nootropics and versus like, you know, needing to. So
yeah. Let's say, for example, you're saving an hour and a half of sleep per day.
Good.
For every day for the next, let's say, I don't know, 15 years. 3, 6, 5 years.
Yeah.
Times 50 divided by 24. You're getting 1,140 days back.
Okay. And if you divide that by 365, that's how many years?
Probably like 3.125 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so my friend,
years of your life by getting, you know, 1.5 hours of sleep less per day because you don't need it, you know, because
you don't need it. Yeah. Efficient. Yeah. It's wild. So the numbers, from my friend Natalie Jill, who has a big following online. Yeah, she knows a lot of great brands. She was actually taking a magnesium supplement. By the way, the forms totally don't matter. If you've listened this far, you probably get that. But I'll just say that again because I know for the last 10 years, if you've been in health, you've been told one form is good for this and that. And that, don't get me wrong, that for you know, other supplements is true. For ours, it's not necessary. We can literally put any type of, you know, iodine or magnesium or anything through our process, and we get what we're looking for, which is a plasma that absorbs without digestion. And then we put that in either a liquid or a capsule. So the thing with her is that she would get 16 minutes on average of sleep per night. That was her normal baseline. And in five nights,
sleep?
16 minutes, yeah, and a ton of REM sleep. So she was in bed for like 11.5 hours on average per night, and her husband hated it. And Natalie would go, and we have screenshots of all of this stuff, probably on the website or somewhere else. And she actually just told me this morning she's going to do a testimonial video, which I had kind of forgotten about this, but 11.5, I just looked at it recently again, so 11.5 hours, she went down to about 7.5, and or no 6 hours, she went to 6 hours and 47 minutes, I remember.
Wow.
And the savings worked out to 3.77 hours per night times a year is whatever that is. You're looking at like over 1,000 for sure.
Wow.
So 3.77 times 365, whatever that is. And by the time she was like 70, she was going to save like 3 years. By the time she was 90, she was going to save like 6.6 years, something like that. Yeah, a huge amount, enough to be able to take a vacation, you know?
Yeah, that's 57 days a year. That's insane.
Yeah, 57 days a year. That's what it was. Yeah. So 57 days a year divided, I mean, like you could look at how many weeks that is, how many hours, you know, just keep in you quantifying, but you know, you get the idea. A huge difference. Literally, she just started taking, again, what we decided to do at the trial, in 4 capsules a night, which is not even a huge amount. You could take more because with any of our supplements, they're absorbed, fully. So you don't have to worry about diarrhea, for example, because I've literally never had diarrhea. Now, for people that are really backed up, you may need to go to the bathroom and get rid of, people talk about doing a detox. That's a detox. You're not reabsorbing your poop. And that shows in your skin quality, et cetera. People will say, hey, you have good skin. What do you do? And it's like, besides eating Twinkies, really, it's just minerals. And Twinkie part is, not true. So, and all the other things, right? Getting good sunlight, moving. But, it's hard to have the energy to move when you don't have your micronutrients dialed. So,
yeah. And what were you saying earlier about the different kinds of magnesium? Is what, I don't know if I got this right, but basically with your process, are you able to provide the body everything it needs through one type? Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, because it's what we're, we have to put something on the label, but what we're essentially doing in the case of, say, magnesium is we're taking pure magnesium, we're making a plasma out of it using our process, and that plasma is absorbed fully. And you're ingesting this. You can put it in your water. Please don't do it straight and, tell me that it doesn't taste good. Read the label. Put it in your water. Be an adult. Put it in your water. Read the label. So, especially when we spent years and years and years working on this. So, or just take the capsules if you can't handle that. But the liquid stops. I mean, I find that it stops my own leg cramps on long flights. Because of dehydration, within a couple minutes, and it does a revolutionary job on lady cycles too. If you have bad cramps, we have some reviews on the site you could check out. So that's a little about that. But it goes back to this idea: the idea of, has your body ever asked for multiple forms of any nutrient when it gets it from food? And the answer is no. So I just, and that's something I thought of a long time ago, and we just modeled, I just thought that, that must be the way to go. And it, the results show on your hair test and they show in the clinical trial, and so feel good about it. That now, choice.
So I haven't had the chance to try your magnesium just yet. I have it with me, and I'm going to start trying it as of this week, and maybe we can have you back on the show to discuss the results. And what I'll do is I'll wear my Whoop. Keep it on, and I'll see the impact that it has, because my sleep is really standardized. My supplementation is pretty standardized. I had been taking magnesium breakthrough bioptimizers. Most people know about it because I mention it on the show all the time. It has seven different kinds. It has manganese and B6 for the bioavailability. So now I'm shocked to hear that, in fact, you don't even need all the different kinds. You just need one kind that your body can use intelligently to fulfill all these 300 plus biological processes.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Actually, and there's over 3,000 enzyme functions now that we know of that magnesium's needed for. Wow. In addition to making cellular energy in all of your cells that have mitochondria, so pretty much all, except for blood cells. So that's a thought too. That's super important to understand, is that, with upgraded magnesium, we're able to deliver that. It's just like food. I mean, now I've created a similar product called Upgraded Cramp Relief. And just because most people don't understand that magnesium would help with the cramps, but it helps with so if you have any muscle that is cramping, it needs to relax. And that's how you get rid of pain, one thing that I've become really clear on is that both pain and symptoms, which pain is a symptom, right, are allies. They are our allies, and we need to treat them as such. But when you have a cramp, you just want it to go away. I get that. And the only way I was able to get my dad's chronic leg cramps, he's had magnesium deficiency for years because, he's raised in a different era. I didn't always have this company. And he didn't always take my advice. His parents tend to not do, even though everyone that, the world does, it's like same thing.
that, trust me.
Yeah, but now he does. He doesn't have cramps anymore. He got off the Robinol that he was taking, and yeah, you know, that was his choice, but he ultimately realized he didn't need it. So, because you don't want to turn the signals off on your pain and symptoms. You want to fix them, right? You want them to be your allies in understanding what to work at. If you get triggered by something, that is your homework. Like, that's what to work on, and not to go, oh, I don't want to be around people that trigger me in this way. Oh. It's like, believe me, look, if other people aren't triggered by that, that could be just be a opportunity to work on that. Anyway, similar concept, different discussion. But more energy, more health allows you to work on those other personal growth things a lot faster, I've found, because you just have more energy. So yeah, that's really important. And, you know, look, if your sleeps are really dialed, I'm sure you'll have improvements. I don't expect you to have that massive improvement like that. But, you know, most people that, you know, unless they're consuming alcohol right before bed or they're eating right before bed, if their deep sleep is not at 2 hours, and we get most people to about 2 hours of deep sleep, even if they don't have great habits, you know, like sleep in a dark, cold room as a basis, as a free hack, you know, and quiet, you know, use a air purifier and use that noise from that. And, you know, just these things are pretty low cost, and we try to keep costs low too for people. And, you know, I think that's really important to understand. But, you know, stacking some wins when people have, you know, real disease of any type, they're essentially, you still fix the cell to get well, as my friend Dr. Pompa says. And I say something really similar, which is, you know, if the cell makes energy, and then it, you know, because it has the raw materials it needs, it will take the trash out well as well. So it will detox well. But you need things like boron to activate vitamin D, and you need things like boron to reduce your sex binding globulin and increase your free testosterone. So, you know, these elements are essential. And the Nobel Prize winner had said a while ago that, you know, without minerals, vitamins are useless. It's because of the activity, you know, and how they interact in the body. So, but, you know, ultimately, when you take it really far out, really deep, something that no one ever talks about is that these elements build vitamins too. So there's a lot of intricacies and interesting things that happen in the body that no one fully understands, I really believe, right? You take a combination of elements, which, by the way, all of your food is just a combination of elements, right? Then somehow the body just does what it needs to do with that if you're healthy. And it literally helps anyone, you know, with diseases of any type too, you know, as well. So, yeah, I mean, there can be other things that you can definitely work on as well. It's just hopefully what you're hearing now is just like, this is key for everyone. It's unavoidable. It's a lot like gravity, really. The only difference is we don't understand the effect of it, and it doesn't happen quite as rapidly. I mean, thankfully, because, like, yeah, we wouldn't have very long to figure it out.
Can you imagine if being deficient was as simple as jumping up and down and seeing the pull of gravity? Like, being deficient all of a sudden had an immediate impact that was so clearly visible that was the one thing you were missing in your body to feel and perform your best. Mm-hmm. Worlds.
That would be spectacular. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't at the same time, you know?
Right. Right. Right.
Nick, can you tell us a little more about manganese and why it's not as simple as magnesium spelled incorrectly?
Yeah. So manganese, I'll tell you a fun story from Tim Gray, who has Health Optimization Summit in London, where I went and spoke a couple years ago. And, you know, he did something that that I thought was really cool. So he understood that he had a certain genetic thing, which, by the way, elements are safe for everybody. You need them. It's just like getting something from your food. But he realized that he could take manganese. He did this for both he and his mom. And they both started taking manganese. And he took like pretty high doses of it. And he was able to raise his core body temperature for the first time ever. And just feel a lot better. And the reason why is because manganese acts on one of the SOD pathways. It's a tough word to say, but it's super oxide dismutase. And that pathway is, I mean, it's just, it scavenges free radicals and it can help you with fighting diseases and things. So it makes you a lot more resilient. This also, everything we're talking about helps with bone deficiency diseases, which are all related to mineral deficiencies. And the reason why, and this goes back to why blood is a very, imperfect way of looking at deficiencies, is the way it works is for your body to maintain your blood pH at a certain level, despite your stress and your drinking, your working out, all these different things, some of them even being good stresses, like movement, is that it pulls from areas that it has to, like mineral deposits in the body. And one of those deposits is bone and bone marrow. So you can imagine how and why most people as they age get what? More and more brittle bones, less and less dense, which you can see through a DEXA scan and other scans. And you can see where you're at. If your bone densities are really, really good, I mean, just like for any age, if you're 35, 55, 85, 25, whatever it is, if you have the bone density of like a 20-year-old, you must be doing something right. And that'll allow you to, just be a lot more resilient in life. This is a side note.
Yeah, I had no idea that manganese influenced SOD and the influence of the bone marrow also.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating. And so how do you guys prepare the magnesium? Oh. Similar to the magnesium?
Right. I'm not sure if I caught that question. Maybe you could say that again, but for sure we could talk about manganese and hair color too. Copper as well.
Okay, so, yeah. Please take us a little.
Yeah, the influence of hair color by manganese and copper. So these are dark minerals when you look at them. When you look at zinc and calcium, those are white minerals. These are dark minerals. On the other hand, minerals in general, though, a whole array of them, right, is what's giving your hair color. And that's one of the outward signs that the body has plenty of energy. Going gray is a sign that the body is running out of energy, just full stop. So it doesn't mean that the person won't be very energetic. They may be very fit. They may have tons of energy. But what the body's really running on red, and they're close to collapse. And they're probably supporting it with, nootropics, different things like that. So what you want to do is support it. That's okay if that's you. You can still support the body with nutrients. And you can, in some cases, there's a certain percentage of people that do see their hair color return in total or in part. And it doesn't mean that that anyone won't go gray at some point. You're definitely improving your chances of keeping hair color longer. It's just a sign of keeping your energy, because what happens when people, and this is also interesting, what happens when maybe this has happened to you or you know someone that was this way, their energy probably coincided with this, where they went from very dark hair, normal color, to gray very quickly. And what happens is the body has these stores of nutrients and it just uses them up quickly, And when you've been pulling from those stores, like bone marrow, organs, and then suddenly, you're very much out of those and you only have minerals like calcium and zinc left, boom, white quickly, Because minerals are necessary for melanin. Melanin's what gives the hair color, so skin color, things like that. So, and I don't really hear anyone talk about that, but it's very important and it's something something you can test for, look at it, and ultimately reverse, at least to some extent, if you're like most people.
No. And so, you know, we've covered a lot of ground today, and I'm really grateful for so much of your experience and your time and your presence here with me today, and really admire the approach that you guys take to give the consumer the best product, objectively and subjectively. And before we conclude here, I have one more question, and then I look forward to having you back on the show, say maybe 2 weeks from now. I'm going to have the data to support my journey with your supplements.
For sure. We also have a 14-night sleep challenge. It's totally money-back guaranteed for people if they want to, you know, do the four capsules.
Let me do that. Try. Let me do some of that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely follow the protocol. If you want to, is this something I can find on your website?
Yeah. So there's a banner on the site that's scrolling, and one of the banners says, 14 nights, four capsules, or your money back, something like that. And that's what that really is it's our 60 count, our larger size of upgraded magnesium, and taking four of those per night will be enough to get through that. And we just ask that people look at their sleep, not subjectively, but objectively with a tracking system, right? I have to say that part. You definitely are. Some people, you know, will notice that they felt really good. What we find is, unfortunately, a lot of people will feel better, and then they'll just go, oh, well, it was like this other thing. And it's like, but that was the only thing you changed in that period. So try to make it done in a way where you're only changing one variable at a time, which is the scientific method at work, right? Change one thing, look at the results, right? Which you're great at. And I think, I think your audience will love that. And it's really cool to see that transformation and to feel it. Yeah.
Wonderful. And one last question for you. So if you could put a word, message, or phrase on a billboard somewhere in the world, what would it say? Where would you put it?
That's a great question. Love that. Gotta think about that for a sec.
Yeah.
I would say it's up to you. It's up to you.
It's up to you?
Mm-hmm.
And where would you put it?
In every major city, in every rural area, as widely everywhere as possible. So anything that had the greatest distribution. Probably like anywhere where people maybe feel, any sort of like loss of hope or, victim mentality or both, I'd start by putting it probably in the poorest areas.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Very wonderfully said.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome, and it's been an absolute honor and pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, such a pleasure as well. Such an honor. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for the time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for doing the challenge, and looking forward to more.
Yeah, I'll make sure to link to Upgraded Formulas and your personal pages here in the show notes so people can... get access to all that stuff, and if you have maybe links to the studies or anything that they can, so people can explore those a bit as well.
Yeah, we can definitely give a link. We should have a banner on the site too to the clinical trial for the magnesium. The testosterone trial will be done soon, and then people can use code KYP. I made that code for you guys. For listeners of the show, so you guys will get let's do 15% off. I think that's
nice.
Just because I can. Yeah. So
beautiful. Thank you so much.
Get some easy wins, and if you have a great, all I ask is if you have a great experience, please tell the people you care about.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate the generosity.
Yeah. Thank you.
To play around with those. Much love.
Yeah.
So that's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. for all of the show notes, including clickable links to anything and everything that we discussed today, everything from discount codes to videos to research articles, books, tips, tricks, techniques, and of course, to learn more about the guest on today's episode, all you have to do is head to my website, andrespreschel.com. That's AndresPreschel.com, and go to podcasts. You can also leave your feedback, questions, and suggestions for future episodes, future guests, so on and so forth. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next one. Have a lovely rest of your day.